Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode. We have a really special guest here today, Megan Gardner. Welcome to the Finding Revival podcast.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here. This is absolutely crazy. I love it.
I'm so excited to have you. I've had you in mind since I started the podcast. I put you on my list immediately. I was like, I have to have Megan on. Why don't you give a little background on like your family situation, like who you traveled with?
So I traveled pretty much the whole time we've been traveling with my mom and my two sisters. This started back when I was in about third grade. My mom was really into tiny houses and she was so like ready to get out of New Jersey, see the world and travel a bunch because she was a single mom. So she was so ready just to take her family around the country.
That is amazing. I remember when we bought our bus, we were watching all the videos on YouTube and your mom's video popped up and we like watched it. And I think it was one of your buses, I think.
Yes, it definitely was. Yeah, for a long time, she was the only like person who had converted a shuttle bus, so it was extremely new to her. So when you looked anything up about a shuttle bus conversion on YouTube, it was only her that popped up.
That is so cool. So what type of stuff have you built out before?
So my mom originally bought an RV that she towed behind her truck. And we have had this since we were extremely little. So we would do little trips around New Jersey and Pennsylvania, nothing more than a few hours away. Really, after she divorced my dad, she really got into the tiny houses, and that was her dream, to just buy a tiny house. And the guy we talked to about it, he was really pointing us in a different direction, and I'm so thankful that he did, because if he didn't tell her about schoolies and all of this, I never would have been in this community, and I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, it is such a blessing, like, this whole community.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
So when did you say you guys, like, took off for the first time?
We bought our shuttle bus about 3 months before we started converting it because it was winter in New Jersey and that's not exactly the ideal situation. Yeah. So about 3 months before I left my old school in third grade, we started converting the shuttle bus. We had Mike from Navigation Nowhere. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he helped us convert our shuttle bus in 2.5 months.
Oh my gosh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, he's a really close friend of ours.
That is so cool. Yeah,
so it was definitely extremely hectic, but I loved how every time I would come home from school, I'd walk inside and randomly there'd be bunk beds or running water or solar, and eventually my mom's dream just became materialized. It was just so cool to see somebody who like was all excited about something that I could barely understand, just it all came to life. We had our first trip that summer, and most of our trips were about 6 to 8 weeks. We left for like a weekend, and then it was like a week, and then it was like 10 days, and next thing you know, it was like 6 weeks.
Oh, cool. I love that. I feel like we have a very similar story in the sense of like we're not full time. We have this like whole life situation back in like a home base and stuff. Why don't you talk a little bit about how to balance that? Like having this whole like exciting life back in Jersey, and then like also you're seeing all these.
Well, majority of my life back here, well, obviously since I'm a kid, was school. So I originally went to a Christian private school until third grade. And then when that closed down, I went to public school in fourth grade. So I was this kid who went to school with 6 people in my grade until I was 11-ish. And then it freaked me out when I went to the school and there was 10 times the amount of people. It really like hit my social anxiety really hard. And I didn't exactly make a ton of friends. And then COVID started about halfway through the school year. And once we were just trapped at home, my mom was like, I don't want to do this. I want to leave. It was definitely really hard because I was really little when we started doing this. Now we're 3,000 miles away, or we're not going to be home in a month. It was kind of hard to get a grip of at first. We only have a little bit of family back here in New Jersey, but they mean a lot to me. Like my dad's here, my brothers are here.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. That is interesting. Like the whole school situations. What do you think your favorite trip that you've went on has been?
My favorite trip? Wow. It was probably the last schooly swarm I've went to. We were just in our car. It just made me realize how much it didn't matter what vehicle we were in. It didn't matter if we brought my whole entire family or if it was just me and my mom. We saw a bunch of people for schooly swarm and it changed my view so much because it just made me realize how big of a community we have. have.
That is so cool. That's something that really, like, caught my eye immediately about you is that you guys were, like, in a tent at UP and, like, you had your van there. But, like, I don't know. Like, it really is so true that you don't even care as long as you're doing something you really like, what kind of vehicle and, like, what you've brought with you and stuff. I love that. So that was your favorite trip. What are some of your favorite places you've been?
Slept in 43 out of 50 states. My favorite place, the place I would revisit every day if I could, would have been the coast, the West Coast of the U.S. Everywhere from the California to the Washington coast was absolutely gorgeous. It surprised me so much, the difference, because I thought, you know, the beach was the beach, but I also grew up 45 minutes from the Jersey Shore. So it was definitely crazy to me to be like in the Redwood Forest and be next to the ocean.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love the coast. Like, the Oregon coast is like my favorite place on earth, like anywhere, ocean, all of that. Like, I love it. Why don't you talk about some highs and lows?
Lows were definitely a big part of the last trip I went on. We left for 2 months and we traveled all over. And it was stressful, I'd say, because usually we're used to being in this shuttle bus. And then we bought a bigger bus and we were in that for a while. But this time we were just in a van and it was very close quarters with my sister and my mom for 2 months straight. It was definitely new to us, kind of taking it out on each other. There was lots and lots of fighting and arguing, and I just wish that, to look back on it now, I wish I was more grateful for it, because I would do anything to be back there. And just as much lows, there were just as much highs. One thing was, even like growing up through my whole life, no matter where we were traveling all over, whether we were at a campground in the middle of the woods in a random old town in Nevada, I always had my sister Abby there, and she's definitely made traveling 100 times easier for me. I always knew that no matter what, I had at least one kid with me, one person who understood what I was going through. I could always just go outside and throw a softball around with her, or we would walk around the beach together. I always had somebody, and we grew up so much closer because of that. And that's one of my favorite parts about traveling. The second thing would probably be seeing all of my friends at School UP and School Swarms and Tiny House Festivals. Being around this community, I mean, you guys really, we've got such a diverse group, but we all have the same mindset. It's so interesting to hang out with so many other teenagers from all over the country and somehow get along so well with them, because we all know what each other are going through. Like, I talk to people from the schoolie community daily.
Yeah, like at UP, I feel like I talked to you about this so many times, like that, like you said it, like, we're all so different, but we just like get it because we're doing the same things and like we're going through the same like struggles and stuff. We all just have something that kind of connects us all and that we can always talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were saying getting super close with your sibling. I totally relate to that. My sister's only 10, but she is, like, my best friend now, because like, you always know you have, like, a built-in best friend wherever you go, because they're coming with you.
Yeah.
Let's touch a little bit on, like, long-distance friendship. Like, how did you deal with that isolating kind of feeling almost?
So, Amaya, who you interviewed, is my friend who I've had for about 2 years now, and she's one of the most amazing girls, and she made my home life so much better from thousands of miles away, and it just shows how much distance doesn't affect your friendship if it's a real friendship. Like, you can lose contact with just about anybody, whether you're 2 miles from them or 100 miles. It just showed how much the right person matters over anything. I didn't have a lot of friends here because of constantly being in and out of school and only living in New Jersey for about half of the time. And it made a huge impact on my relationships with everybody here. But to know that I always had these friends, like, no matter what, made it 100 times easier.
I totally agree with that. They are very constant in all of this. Like, knowing, oh yeah, I'll go back home, I'll get sucked into, like, life stuff. I know that I still have these people, and, like, they really understand. You phrased that perfectly. What was your first event that you went to, actually?
Well, I believe it was the Schoolie Swarm in Florida about 4 years ago. We had already been traveling a bunch, and we didn't know there were other schoolie people out there, but we didn't know how many there were, and we didn't know about the community there was. So
my
mom met Michelle and Travis at a tiny house festival. They invited us to come help out with the Schooly Swarm, and it was kind of what introduced me into this community, because there's so many people out there who are traveling alone or traveling with one other person who I just wish they could see how many others there are.
I know, like, there's so many of us who's like, yes, exactly what you said.
I feel like I know so many Schooly kids, but I feel like I also don't even know half of them. It was so much more relaxing to know if something ever went wrong, we knew somebody in this town. We knew somebody who was also traveling here. We had so many more planned stops ahead of time, and we were with other people for majority of this trip. So even though I was 1,000 miles from home, home could also be right there.
That is really awesome. Yeah, like you said, it's so cool being like, okay, we're going to be in New Mexico. Who else is in New Mexico? And you just like randomly meet up with these people and form closer relationships with
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because you just randomly meet up, like, super spontaneous. What do you see happening with that in the future? Do you still have plans of traveling? Like, where's your mind at right now?
100%. I don't think I can sit in this state for too much longer. I get restless. I plan on traveling all next summer, and I plan on going to the Schooly Swarm in Florida in February.
Amazing.
Currently, I'm going to a really strict school, and we're not allowed to miss that many days.
Mm-hmm.
So I will never stop traveling, but it's kind of being put a little on hold at the moment, but not for very long.
Amazing. I love that. Yeah. I know, now that I've experienced all this travel stuff, like you said, I can't imagine not doing it anymore. Like, I feel like I have to do this forever. Okay, let's talk about your life in Jersey right now, because you have a lot of really exciting stuff happening for you, and I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, life in Jersey currently is very hectic, but I love it so much. I have just started a vocational trade school. I'm studying automotive technology here, and I love this school so, so much. I've met so many amazing, like-minded people, and it's truly made life here just 10 times easier. Because I didn't have much of a life here. I didn't have a lot of friends here because it was constantly in and out of New Jersey. But now I've kind of set up a home base in a way.
Yes, that is so cool. You've given a lot of really good advice so far, but is there anything you really want? Like, I feel like traveling, I always say that I thought it was going to be like the worst thing that's happened to me, but it ended up literally like making me find myself in like the most forceful way possible. So I don't know. Talk about what that means to you. Like, what personal growth, I guess, have you noticed in you and your whole life and all of that since starting this travel journey?
Advice-wise, I think I could talk your ear off for 100 days straight. It's definitely very trial and error type of situation. So if I had to give any piece of advice, it'd be look at it from a bigger picture. Because currently, you could be so upset that something's happening at the moment. You could be upset that you're fighting with your sibling. You could be upset that the weather's not right, or you don't want to be wherever you are. Or maybe it's just little things that keep adding up, and sometimes you just need some time to yourself. So I recommend just going for a walk. Take a breather. Go for a walk.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
Look at it from the bigger picture, because I remember, I mean, I was really young, but I was so annoyed at my sister for doing something. And I remember my mom just told me to go for a walk. So I walked away. We were in a campground. I walked over to the playground, and I remember just thinking, wait, I'm in Florida. Why am I so upset right now? So I'm like, I just had to like kind of look at it from the bigger picture, because you take it so for granted when you're in the moment. You got to be more grateful. And I can definitely say that everybody who's traveled has taken it for granted at one point.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with that. Like, I've talked to probably everyone, I think, in like at least the teenager community. And they've all said, like, that's a very common theme, that they're all like, wish I hadn't taken this for granted, but like, I just don't anymore. And that's exactly how I am. Like you said, I'll be like, I'm so sad that it's so hot in the bus today, or like, I'm mad that like, people keep talking to me and I just want some time by myself. And then I'm like, okay, but I'm in the middle of Portland, Oregon right now. There's so much to do and see.
Exactly. And Portland was so pretty. I loved it there.
Oh, pretty. Oh my gosh. Amazing. Okay, if you could pick anywhere in the whole world that you haven't been before to go, where would you go?
So, I mean, I want to finish going to all 50 states before I turn 18.
Yes, that's such a cool goal. I love that.
But I would really, really enjoy to travel through Europe one day. I'm hoping to just, wherever I end up working, I'm hoping to take at least a month off and just travel all across Europe, whether it's backpacking, staying in motels, whatever it is. I think that is such a cool experience.
That is so cool. I love that. Yeah, I definitely want to go to Europe. That is amazing. You were talking about, like, balancing home life, travel life, whatever. At any point, have you really felt strongly, I want to do this full time, I don't want to go home? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, 100%. And it wasn't even when we were traveling that I had thought this. So I definitely had a rough time in school a lot of the time because I had been going to this school from fourth to eighth grade, but I was homeschooled for half of fourth grade. I was homeschooled for all of fifth grade, half of sixth grade, and all of seventh grade. So I was in and out constantly with these people. So it was so hard to keep friends at that point because you talk to somebody every day and all of a sudden you don't talk to them for 6 months. It definitely caused a lot of problems. So there were times where I just had absolutely nobody here. All I wanted to do was just leave. And so helping definitely with that was planning trips. I swear I planned every city from here to the West Coast just for last summer so I could just think about being anywhere than where I was. Going full time is not an option for us. We've thought about it. We've gone through all of our options. We have an amazing house here that is very low maintenance, so we could leave it for 2 years at a time and it would be fine.
What a blessing. That's so cool.
Yeah, for sure. But we have family here and family that will not be here forever. I would not be surprised if the second my younger sister turns 18 and is able to live on her own, that my mom would just go full time. Because she loves traveling. Such an inspirational person with this, because she really puts her mind to something and she just goes for it. If I could be anyone, I would want to be her.
Oh my gosh, your mom is so cool. Yes, that is amazing. Your whole story of, like, just you and your sisters and mom traveling to all these places and living it up at each one was, like, one of the most inspiring ones I heard the whole UP. Hearing you talk about it now and, like, hearing all the details that I haven't heard some of before, I'm just, like, my mind is blown. Like, that is so cool. Is there any particular, like, travel memories that are, like, stuck in your head as, I want to relive this 50 million times? Like, this was just so changing and amazing for me.
Any schoolie swarm was really life-changing. I have been sick every schoolie swarm that I've ever gone to. So I had COVID this last one. I had COVID the time before that. I think I had extreme allergies the time before that. And the time before that, I think I was just had a cold or something. And I have never pushed myself to the limit so much to be around these people.
Oh my gosh,
like,
seriously?
I swear I was half asleep on the couch. It was an experience that even, like, it was just so amazing to me that I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I feel like if I had to pick one of the most changing things that's ever happened to me, I would say this last school UP, because I was like, oh, okay, like, I can do this bus life thing, like, after going to UP and, like, meeting everyone.
Just wait till you go to Schooly Swarm. Schooly UP is life-changing, and then somehow Schooly Swarm just tops it. Again, I can't even begin to, like, explain the wonders of this to people who haven't even stepped foot into our reality.
Right? Like, I don't even know how to explain it at this point.
And honestly, I haven't been. 99% of the people I hang out with in New Jersey, I talk to on a daily basis, have no idea any of what I've been doing.
Yeah, like half these people don't even know we own a bus, but I'm like, it's so hard, like mixing those communities and like, I don't know, not having this whole like secret part of you. That's really interesting.
For example, in my automotive class, our teacher, Mr. Danner, he has a different background on the back of his computer every day, and he shows different pictures from around the country, and he's like, "Oh, nope, never been there, never been there." To see, wait, I have been there. I've been there.
I literally have chills right now. That is insane. Oh my gosh.
It was crazy to me about how some of these people have never left, like, their hometown. It really was eye-opening to see this. And I mean, there are people who resent you for it. I mean, for example, I had this one friend who I probably was friends with them for 2-ish months, and they brought up something about they were going on vacation here, and I was like, I've been there, and that brought up the whole I've traveled the country conversation, and they resented me after that. Like, they refused to talk to me, will resent you for doing something that they couldn't do or doing something that they don't agree with.
Totally relate to that. Like you said, I feel like I'll talk about it sometimes and get like super dismissed. I feel like it's a fear thing, right? Like people are too scared to leave whatever. And I was like that. I was literally terrified of leaving Nebraska where I'd lived all my life, and it didn't feel worth it at that point. And then we did leave, and I'm like, I cannot imagine, like, what if I went my entire life without meeting you guys, or like without seeing all these like amazing places. I don't know, that whole quote, like, do it scared, has been like literally glued to the back of my mind this whole trip, because like, there are so many people who are too scared to leave their hometown. And honestly, some people have like an incredible life built there, and I think that's great. But I feel like you can't try to like, stamp out this like, joy in my life just because you're too scared to try it out.
Exactly. Yes. 100%. 100%.
I've really enjoyed hearing all of this from you. This has been so cool. Okay, one last question to kind of wrap up this episode. If you had advice to teenagers in general, like we're talking full-time, part-time, just teenagers in general, what would you say to them? Like, what is your biggest piece of advice you've learned in your teenage years?
Take traveling more like Adeline. Adeline has been thrown into this world of just
Oh
so many things that she's never seen or encountered before.
my
And she's taken it like a champ. She is one of the most
Oh
inspirational people I think I've ever met. And if you are not even just going into schooling community, but if you're going into something new that you do not understand, just any new experiences in your life, listen to this podcast. Because just even I listen to it and it helps me out with my day-to-day stuff. I would just listen to this podcast. It helps out. It helps out a lot.
You're so amazing. Like, oh my gosh, that means the world to me that like, you feel that way and that it helps you in all of that. Because that is totally why I started it. I was like, I want to let people know how cool this life is and like, all the people who are brave enough to live it. Like, I'm just like obsessed with you. That is the coolest. Thank you so much.
I have a question for you, Adeline. When you first got to school UP and we introduced you to all of these different people, what was your first thought about all of the schooly kids?
That is such a good question. Oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, so right away, I saw y'all and I was like, what? Because I went to that event and I talked to my mom about it and I was like, this is going to be a bunch of little kids. No teenager wants to travel with their family. I'm going to sit in the bus and be so sad the whole event. Now, I'm so extroverted that I was like, that is like the worst thing ever. And so then, like, one random, it was like the second day of UP, I was out walking my dog And then it was like Addie, I think, came up to me and was like talking to me. And then I met you and Amaya, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, not only are there just teenagers, there are teenagers who are like me, a literal copy paste of me. And then I said to, I think it was you and Amaya, I was like, what do you like about bus life? Like, teach me why you like it. And you guys did. And it was just the craziest experience hearing why everyone liked it. I think my first thought of you guys was that you were literally me. Like, you were so similar to me.
You fit in from day one. And I have not met a single person who doesn't like you. Like,
oh, really? That is so good.
Fit in with everyone. And I feel like by day two of talking to you, I feel like I've known you for at least a year. Like, it
I
was
know. Oh my gosh,
crazy. Seriously.
Yeah, I was like asking you all these questions. I don't know. I was like, are these too deep? But then I was like, I feel like I've known her for like a year.
Yeah, I totally get that. Well, thank you for inviting me onto this podcast.
Of course. Thank you so much for being so open and honest and telling your amazing story to everyone. You will totally have to come on again sometime. Like, this was so much fun.
Oh, I would love that. That would be awesome. I can't wait.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And I will talk to you all soon.